Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Jack Tobin. Batting second. The shortstop, Wally Gerber. Batting third. The first baseman, George Sisler. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ken Williams. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Marty McManus. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Baby Doll Jacobson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Hank Severod. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Frank Ellerb. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dixie Davis. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Dixie Davis. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Nemo Leibold. Batting second. The left fielder, Mike Minoski. Batting third. The first baseman, George Burns. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Del Pratt. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Joe Dugan. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Shano Collins. Batting seventh. The catcher, Muddy Rule. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Pinky Pittenger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Quinn. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Jack Quinn. And now, play ball. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin bunts towards the mound. Quinn fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Quinn fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pittenger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Nemo Leibold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leibold hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sisler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Minoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ellerb fields it and throws to first for the out. Minoski moves to second. Two outs. Del Pratt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pratt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ellerb fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoski. Williams reaches second base with a double. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dugan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Williams. The throw from Rule and he is safe. Williams steals third. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pratt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Williams scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Browns. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dugan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Shano Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is called out on strikes. Two outs. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule hits a line drive, foul, towards third. Ellerb reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Frank Ellerb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellerb hits a fly ball towards center. Liebold settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Liebold. Dixie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis bunts towards the mound. Quinn fields it and throws to first for the out. Ellerb moves to second. One out. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0 for 1 in the game. Tobin hits a fly ball into left field. Minoski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0 for 1 in the game. Gerber hits a pop-up towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pinky Pittenger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pittenger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jack Quinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quinn hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Pittenger moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Nemo Liebold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Liebold is 0 for 1 in the game. Liebold hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ellerb fields it and throws to second for the out. Pittenger moves to third. One out. Mike Minoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Minoski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ellerb fields it and throws to first for the out. Liebold moves to second. Two outs. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. Burns hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Del Pratt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pratt is 0 for 1 in the game. Pratt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 0 for 1 in the game. Dugan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ellerb fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0 for 1 in the game. Sisler hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dugan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 1 in the game. McManus hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Jacobson hits a fly ball into center field. Liebold settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Browns 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Shano Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-1 in the game. Collins hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is 0-for-1 in the game. Rule hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ellerbe fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pinky Pittenger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pittenger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pittenger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ellerbe fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Ellerbe. Jack Quinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quinn is 0-for-1 in the game. Quinn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 0-for-1 in the game. Severide takes first base on ball 4. Frank Ellerbe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellerbe is 0-for-1 in the game. Ellerbe hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dugan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Dixie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-0 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Quinn fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Browns 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Nemo Leibold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leibold is 0-for-2 in the game. Leibold hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ellerbe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Minoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Minoski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Davis fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Burns hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams throws the ball into McManus, who tags Burns, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0-for-2 in the game. Tobin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0-for-2 in the game. Gerber hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tobin moves to third. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0-for-2 in the game. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pratt fields it and throws to second for the out. Tobin scores. One out. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops it up and throws to first, with Quinn covering, for the out. Sisler moves to second. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pratt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Browns 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Del Pratt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pratt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pratt hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Pratt reaches second base with a double. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 0-for-2 in the game. Dugan bunts towards the mound. Davis fields it and throws to first for the out. Pratt moves to third. One out. Shano Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-2 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is 0-for-2 in the game. Rule takes first base on ball 4. Pinky Pittenger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pittenger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pittenger hits a ball on the ground towards second base. McManus fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Jacobson hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Leibold, who is chasing the ball. Jacobson reaches third base with a triple. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Severide hits a fly ball into right field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jacobson tags and scores. One out. It's Browns, 3, Red Sox, 3. Frank Ellerbe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellerbe is 0-for-2 in the game. Ellerbe hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dugan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dixie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pratt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Quinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quinn is 0-for-2 in the game. Quinn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nemo Leibold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leibold is 0-for-3 in the game. Leibold hits a line drive into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Minoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Minoski hits a pop-up towards third. Ellerbe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tobin bunts towards the mound. Quinn fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gerber bunts in front of the plate. Rule scoops up the ball and tags Gerber for the out. Tobin moves to second. One out. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pratt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Tobin moves to third. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Williams hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Leibold. Williams reaches second base with a double. Tobin scores. It's 4-3, Browns. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dugan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Burns hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Del Pratt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pratt is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Pratt hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 0-for-2 in the game. Dugan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dugan is thrown out after the base hit. Burns moves to third. Two outs. Shano Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-3 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Gerber. Burns scores. That run is unearned. It's Browns, 4, Red Sox, 4. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Rule hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Collins moves to second. Pinky Pittenger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pittenger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pittenger hits a pop-up towards first. Sisler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Browns will come to bat. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Jacobson hits a fly ball into center field. Liebold settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Severide hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dugan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frank Ellerb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellerb is 0-for-3 in the game. Ellerb hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Rule fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dixie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Quinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quinn is 0-for-3 in the game. Quinn hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Severide settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nemo Liebold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Liebold is 0-for-4 in the game. Liebold hits a line drive towards third. Ellerb reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Minoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoski is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Minoski hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Severide fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Tobin hits a fly ball into center field. Liebold settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gerber hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sisler for the out. Gerber moves to second. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Williams is walked intentionally. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. McManus hits a fly ball into center field. Liebold settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Burns hits a line drive into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Del Pratt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pratt is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Pratt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ellerbe fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dugan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Browns will come to bat. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Jacobson hits a line drive into right field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Severide hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dugan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Ellerbe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellerbe is 0-for-4 in the game. Ellerbe takes first base on ball 4. Dixie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quinn fires to first and picks off Ellerbe. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Shano Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-4 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rule hits a line drive into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pinky Pittenger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pittenger is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Pittenger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jack Quinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quinn is 0-for-4 in the game. Quinn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Browns will come to bat. Dixie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-3 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Tobin bunts towards the mound. Quinn fields it and throws to first for the out. Davis moves to second. One out. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pittenger fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. 2 outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0 for 5 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Sisler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gerber moves to third. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sisler. The throw from Rule and he is safe. Sisler steals second. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 doubles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pittenger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Nemo Leibold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leibold is 0 for 5 in the game. Leibold hits a line drive into right field. Tobin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mike Minoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoski is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Minoski hits a pop-up towards first. Sisler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 3 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Burns hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Del Pratt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pratt is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a double. Pratt hits a pop-up towards first. Sisler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Browns will come to bat. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 1 for 5 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Jacobson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Severide hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Jacobson moves to third. Frank Ellerbe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellerbe is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk. Ellerbe bunts in front of the plate. Rule scoops up the ball and tags Ellerbe for the out. Jacobson scores. Severide moves to second. 1 out. It's 5-4, Browns. Dixie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 4 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. Minoski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles. Tobin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pratt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Dugan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Dugan reaches second base with a double. Shano Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 5 in the game. Collins bunts towards the mound. Davis fields it and throws to first for the out. Dugan moves to third. One out. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rule takes first base on ball 4. Joe Harris pinch hits for Pinky Pittenger. Joe Harris is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Harris strikes out. 2 outs. Elmer Smith pinch hits for Jack Quinn. Hub Pruitt now pitching. Eddie Foster pinch hits for Elmer Smith. Eddie Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 5, and Boston Red Sox, 4. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.